Alright. Alright, so last week we started Torah Tes, so we didn't get too far in it, so maybe let's just chaz start from the beginning again, and we'll continue on. Okay, so it's a Nachum, so it's based on a Pasuk. We'll see, you'll get, you know, it's an Indian that runs through it, but it's at the end also. The Pasuk by Oz Yasher. All right, so Nachum begins the Tarki. Iker HaChiyas Mekabim Yatfila. That's what we saw last week, that the main Chiyas that a person has, and their Chiyas that becomes rejuvenated, it's through davening itself. Again, that's the chiddush. Not only what you get from the davening, but the experience of davening itself is an exercise in rejuvenating one's koiches, in rejuvenating one's neshama. K'may shekasef, tefila l'kel chayai. Simple pshat is I daven to the God of my life. But what he's teaching is tefila l'kel chayai. That tefila is an experience of rejuvenating my life through Hashem. Because of that, a person has to invest all of one's koiches into davening. Whatever you invest into davening becomes rejuvenated. So if you put everything you have into davening, everything you have becomes rejuvenated. When you daven with your strength and you put your strength into the letters of davening, then that's where your koiches become rejuvenated. So you have to put yourself into it in order for that rejuvenation to take place. If a person is davening sort of from the outside looking in, then that's not going to be a rejuvenating process. You put yourself into the davening, into the letters of davening, so now you could be rejuvenated by it. That every single morning, Chadosh and L'Bakarim, we're rejuvenated every single morning. Great is Hashem's Amuna, Hashem's faith, trustworthiness. So he says in the Tai Chi, Ki Amuna Yitzvila. Amuna is also code word for davening. K'ma Shekasev, V'hiyad of Amuna. His hands were faithful. Targumai, Prishin B'tzilo. So when it says Chadosh and L'Bakarim, that every morning we're rejuvenated, Rab Amuna Secha, great is, it's explaining how that rejuvenation takes place. And that's through davening, Rab Amuna Secha. Right, so that's what davening is. You have to put yourself in that, in davening. Not just daven hard, but to put yourself in davening. To be machnis koich b'esatzvila, to literally like be machnia oneself. It's hard to find the right words, but to put yourself into davening. That kilo, I had mentioned this last week, to see yourself as just the letters of davening. It's like when you walk into Shemoneh Esrei, three steps up into Shemoneh Esrei. It's like to think that I want to. Like all I am is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Vaseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei. Like that's who I am. That's my entire Metzius, and that's that itself is a rejuvenating thing. That's putting yourself into davening, as opposed to just these are words that express what I want, as opposed to this is who I am. Davening El said this. I need tefillah. I am davening. So because davening is this rejuvenating process, therefore it has to be personal. It has to be, it only makes sense and it's appropriate that davening is going to be tailor-made to Nishmas Yisrael, since it's the rejuvenation of Nishmas Yisrael. It's the place from which Nishmas Yisrael emerges. That's what we were talking about Bo'emek last week, is that if davening is the emergence, is the root from which Nishmas Yisrael becomes rejuvenated and reborn, that means that to a certain degree the definition of Nishmas Yisrael is a davener. Nishmas Yisrael is the essence of davening. That's what we spoke about that in last week a little bit. But this inyan of davening being asking something, which means cheshek and desire and rutzen, but also being the very root of where you come from, indicating that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And like the request is the source of one's rejuvenation. That dynamic of there being an empty space, that therefore you're looking for something, but also at the same time, what you're looking for, you're completely at peace in that search. That's the secret of Nishmas Yisrael. But we're not, you know. But anyway, but because davening has this rejuvenating quality, so therefore it must be davening itself must be again, not only the secret of Nishmas Yisrael, but also must be tailor-made for different types of neshamas. So he says, as he says, V'dash yesh ne'masar shvatim, there are 12 different shvatim, k'negesh ne'masar mazalas, corresponding to 12 different constellations. The kol sheva v'sheva yesh l'nuschum yichadis, and there's also a Kabbalah, that every shevet has its own nusach and davening. Again, that's not only because, like, what, they have different ways of expressing themselves. It's because davening is a rejuvenation of the soul. And since there are 12 different types of souls, b'derech klal, so that means there has to be 12 different types of davening. The yesh l'sham yuchad, likanes derech sham tfilasay, and every shevet has its shar through which its davening is able to ascend, because that's how it becomes rejuvenated. The kol shevet ma'ibar tfilasay, koich ma'azolay, shevishnei ma'asem ma'azolas. And every shevet through its davening is able to awaken its individual mazel of the 12 mazalas. Bahamazel meir lamata, and the mazel illuminates below, umagadol hatzemach v'shar dvar v'atzrichim lo, and makes the vegetation grow or anything else that's needed. Everything that depends on mazel. So Since davening is a rejuvenating experience, and so, davening therefore again has to be something that's tailor made for neshamas. So there's 12 neshamas, again 12 shvatim. So mamela there's 12 different types of nusachs, and Nachman is connecting the inyan of the 12 shvatim and the 12 nusachs of davening with this inyan of the 12 mazalas or the 12 constellations from which all things of this world draw their life source. Because again, just like this world, we have this idea that according to Chazal, that everything comes from the mazalos, everything, the Shefa descends into the world and is also rebooted and rejuvenated from the mazalos. So davening is going to be related to that. What mazalos do, so to speak, for grasses and vegetation and things of this world, davening does for the neshama. So it's a rejuvenating process, and that's where the chiyas emanates from. We spoke about on Shabbos afternoon, Shal Shudas, we talked about the inyan of the mazalas, you know, Ein Mazal Yisrael or Ayin Mazal Yisrael. But, okay, we'll see. Vizet Pirsh, that's the meaning of what Chazal say, where the Pasuk is, Darach Koichav Miyakov, the Kom Shevet Miyisrael, right? So it says in Pasuk, Bilam gives us a bracha, Darach Koichav Miyakov, that a star will shoot out from Yaakov, the Kom Shevet Miyisrael, and a leader will emerge from Yisrael. Again, that's Pasha's reference to David and Mashiach. But he says like this, V'kam is a b'chinas amida. V'kam is a reference to amida, to Shemoneh Esrei, b'chinas tefillah. Kam means to stand, that's amida. So he says like this, K'sha shevet miYisrael oymei l'isbalel. So he says, V'kam shevet miYisrael. When a shevet stands up to Davin, Aydei zem arakoichev, that awakens a star. In other words, the mazel. V'akoichev, and the mazel is what compels things of this world to grow and to move. Like Chazal say, there is no grass below that doesn't have a kayach or a star or a malach from above that hits it like Adel and tells it to grow, compels it to grow. In other words, again, what is that idea? A malach comes in and gives it a clap. It means that there's a rejuvenation of koyches, and there's just like the emergence of energy and koyach. So that's what the mazel does to the world, and so that's what davening does to a neshama. So when a yid davens, v'kam shevet miYisrael, when a shevet, you know, there's a category of yid and daven, v'kam shevet miYisrael, that automatically, the reaction to that is, darach koyach of miYakov, that a star emerges, just like he's the yid is rejuvenating his koyches by sort of by putting himself into davening, so to the whole world that's connected to that neshama, it becomes rejuvenated, which is through the process of the mazolas being mashpia shefa to the world. And that's what the Gemara says in Psachim: Kashim is the naisav kekriyas yamsav, the kasha zivuga kekriyas yamsav. Right? The Gemara says in Psachim and in Saita that two things are kviyachol difficult. Kikriyas Yamsav, what is that? So, a person's parnasa and the shidduch. Kasha mizanaisav kikriyas Yamsav, kasha zivuga kikriyas Yamsav. Why those two things? Why kriyas Yamsav? He says like this: Ki Yamsav nikra l'shnei masar kroyim. Yamsav was split into 12 different 12 different passageways. Keneged Shnei Masa Shvatim, corresponding to the 12 Shvatim. Ubnei Yisrael B'tfilasam, and the Kal Yisrael through their davening, Garmim Zivuga de Kutcha Brich Ushchinte. Davening is an exercise in causing a yichud between Hashem and the Jewish people. Kutcha Brich Ushchinte. K'meshakasa, Sailul Reichev Aravais. Sailul Reichev Aravais, meaning Reichev, the rider, da Kutcha Brichu. Aravais da Shchinte. That's the Shechina. Shenis Araba called Gavnin, which has within her Aravit. The Shechina, the Jewish people are called Aravis because Erev means a mixture, so we have all different colors, different aspects. So Soilu L'Roichev Aravis, Soilu means to daven, to praise. So Soilu L'Roichev Aravis literally means praise and daven to the rider of Aravis is like a simple taich, means like the heavens. So what he's taiching is Soilu, the experience of davening causes the reichev aravis, a yichud, a connection, a dveikus between the Rabbanu Shloilam and the Shechina Kedosh and the Jewish people. So he says like this: Lufi hazivug shagarim betfilosai, and depending on that level of zivug, of yichud, of dveikus that you cause with your davening, kein zaych lezivugai. That's what mida keneged mida. So a person zaychet to his zivug also. We'll try to break this down in a moment. V'atfilahem shnei masim nischayis. Again, davening is the 12 different shvatim, 12 different nusachs. L'fichach hazivug k'kriyas yamsuf. Therefore, the zivug, which davening is, which then causes your own zivug, is compared to kriyas yamsuf, which is also 12 different passageways for the 12 shvatim. So therefore, that's the connection between kriyas yamsuf and zivug. So kasha zivug and kriyas yamsuf. Davening is an exercise in zivug, in creating a yichud between the chasen and kala, and davening is of 12 different parts. It's personal. It's neshamadik. It's a rejuvenation of the neshama, and so memela. It's therefore connected to 12 different mischayis. Kriyas yamsuf is 12 different passageways. So kasha zivug and kriyas yamsuf. It's a little bit. Needs explanation. And we also know that Chazal say that Klal Yisrael give a parnasa to Hashem through our tefillah. We kivyachol support Hashem. Chazal say such a lashon. V'yamidel liyakov l'chayik. That means that we are the ones that are maimed. We established the chayik. V'chayik lishon de mezainu. L'chayik is a lashon of parnasa. The Gemara says. Ve'in amidel tefillah, and amida means davening. So ve'yamideh liyakev l'choik, it means that the Rabbanu Shloim gave us davening in order for him to have a parnasa, which is l'choik. V'zapirish, that's the meaning. Shamru edosav, we keep his edos. V'choik nasan lamay, and memela we give him parnasa. What does edos mean? Edos a tefillah. K'men shekasav shiftei ka edos l'haydos l'shem Hashem. So edos is associated with edah, which is davening. Shamru edaisav, we keep his edos, and others we daven. V'chayik nasan lamay, and we give him parnasa. V'gam amar chachamein ezerchan levracha, ein edos ela b'amida. Chazal say that you can't testify unless you're standing. V'amida is atzvila, amida is davening. Shana mi'idim alachdusa, by davening, we're testifying on Hashem's oneness. U'kifish ha'mefarnas lavish v'ashamayim b'tzvilasai, amel mida k'neged mida. If you're giving a parnasa to Hashem, so Kenos and Le Parnasasai. So too, you're given a Parnasa. You give Hashem's Parnasa, so he gives you his Parnasa. Is that Kashm is a nice of Kriya? Since we've established that davening is compared to Kriyas Yamsuf, just like davening is of 12 different nusachs, and Kriyas Yamsuf was of 12 different pathways, and we know that davening is an Inyan of Yichud, Kushabrichu Shchentei, Memela Kashm Zivugan Kriyas Yamsuf. And now that we know also that davening is the meaning of giving Hashem parnasa, so kashma is a nice of kikriyas yamsav. Is that kashma is a nice of kikriyas yamsav? Hayin mezaynus nischalik l'shnei masa shvilim. That mezaynus also, it's a personal zach. Every neshama gets its parnasa. L'fi shtei meser shiftei ka, based on each shevet that it has. It needs a lot of explanation over here. V'tzarch lezez chus gadol. I don't know if I have it, but v'tzarch lezeh schus gadol, person needs a very big schus. I mean the explanation, the schus also. V'shiyis ka'adam lahalais tfilasei derech shar ha'shayach l'shiftai. person needs a lot of schus in order to be zoicha that his davening should go taka in his shar, that it should go into the right way. It should be this way of rejuvenating one's personal neshama. Okay, quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas that Abba Binyamin used to say, "Kol yomai yisim etzdar al shnei dvarim." My whole life, I was bothered with two things, and I'm like, being, you know, trying to be zoichet to two things. Al tfilasi shtei samach lemitasi. One of them is that my davening should be next to my bed. The Gemara explains what it means is that he should daven right away in the morning without having to do anything else in between. But what is the oimik of what it means davening next to his bed? So Hainu Kanal, she spelled Derech Shar Hamita Shaloi, that he should daven in a way that's Shaykh to his neshama, that he should enter into davening through his Shar. Again, Ki Yishnei Masar Mitais, Matais, there's 12 different, like 12 different Shvatim. The Kolecha Yeshu Shar Miyuchat, again, each one has its own Shar. V'ispal, Shaloi Tisrachik Tfilosa, Mimata Shaloi, and he's davening that he wants to daven. And he's davening that his tefillah shouldn't be, you know, disconnected from his mata, from his mita, from his shev, v'zeloshin mata. Ki mata loshin zivug. Mata is also loshin of zivug. K'maymer hasamach, al mitas yishtei nesuno. That's the next thing that he davened for, that his bed should be in the right position between east and west, which is related to ish v'isha. Umitu b'china zivug. A bed is related to zivug. Gam mitu b'china parnasa. We also find that mita is related to parnasa. My shakasav b'shivri lechem matel b'shivri lochem matel lechem. Kishnei maser matais garmim zivug mufarnas in kanal. Again, since we find that a bed is associated with zivug, and we also have this pasuk in Vayikra b'shivri lochem matel lechem, that a bed is also related to lechem, to parnasa. So Abba Binyamin is davening that his davening should be samach lemitasi, which means that his davening should be in a good way. It should be in a way that produces a good zivug and a good parnasa, which is again related to how the davening being compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. So he says again because we know kashim zivugin and kashim is a nice of Kriyas Yamsuf. Gam ispal al shiftoi. She is Glushnei Shulchanis. Okay, he continues on. Well, let's see about this next time. Okay, so let's take a step back. So what's Rav Nachman talking about? The problem with Kuth Moran, he creates his own language, mamish, his own language, his own way of dealing things. It's the problem is there's already a flyer that says we're giving Yishun to Kuth Moran. So what am I supposed to do? It's very difficult. All right, so what's Rav Nachman saying? Rav Nachman is saying that, again, he's connecting these dots. We have davening is an inyan of rejuvenating Sharish Nishmas Yisrael. We have somehow that's related to Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, the connection that he makes between davening and Kriyas Yamsuf seems to be very flimsy, if I'm allowed to say it. Like, all the connection that he openly says is that davening is an inyan of each nesham having its own shevet, having its own derech, and that's what you find by Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's, and the Mela now, davening equals Kriyas Yamsuf. Clearly this, and since we know by Kriyas Yamsuf, Kasha, Kriyas Yamsuf is obviously related to a Zivug and Parnasa, so we also find that davening is related to those things as well. Davening is an exercise of Dveikus and Yichud, and we also know that davening is related to parnasa, which he quoted a bunch of psukim. The Yamidel Yaakov Lechoik, that davening gives Hashem His parnasa. So they're all connected to each other. So Kriyas Yamsuf is connected to Shaduchim and Mezoinus and parnasa. So davening connected to Kriyas Yamsuf, 12 different Shvatim. It's also related to these things. He also threw in the mazolas over here again, that by one davening, by one rejuvenating one's kaiches and mamela, you activate these mazolas, which rejuvenate the world that you're dependent on, that you're connected to. So this is what Rav Nachman is talking about. Any ideas?
Yeah, Well, by the Shvatim, by Kriyas Yom Sof, the Metzias Tikkun thing, that they did go in Shuras per the Shvatim. So maybe that's just, he's just laying the groundwork.
That's the connection that he's making, but we have some time, so we have to figure it out. Huh?
Just stay in your lane. I mean, stay.
What does it mean davening is an exercise in yichud? Everything is an exercise in yichud. Every mitzvah that you do results in a yichud kishabrich shchinte. What's unique to davening? I mean, literally, every mitzvah that a person does in the kavanis from the Riyak Kaddish, every mitzvah results in yichud. Why is davening yichud kishabrich shchinte? Shabbos is not yichud kishabrich shchinte. What does it mean we give parnasa to Hashem? Sapi Karsis, what does it mean to give parnasa to Hashem? Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
Here the Bosham is giving you a vehicle, allowing you to get into the vehicle.
It's true. To give, when someone, what happens if a person doesn't eat? If you don't eat, then you starve. And what happens is that your neshama... Food, some spiritually speaking, what food does somehow, I'm not explaining how, but somehow what food does is that it compels your neshama to remain in the body. Without eating, most of them set up the system in such a way, without eating, your neshama naturally returns. The truth is the neshama anyway is like sort of naturally drawn to where it comes from. Like everything in Metzius, everything is naturally drawn to where it comes from. Food somehow has the thing. I'm not explaining why, but somehow food has this inyan of forcing the neshama into the guf, which initially that's what Hashem did. It forced, you know, balkarchachat denoilat, against your will you're born. So, and the continued eating and the sustainability of the body forces the neshama into the thing. So, what does it mean when Chazal say that we give a parnasa to Hashem? So Hashem also. This is what we spoke about, you know, a little bit last week also. Hashem also, kivyochol, the Chazal said, the Gemara says in Brachas, Baruch Hinafshis Hashem, Hashem's relationship to the world is compared to a soul in the body. Baruch Hinafshis Hashem. The Gemara says that. So, just as a soul in a body is naturally drawn to its mysterious origin, but parnasa, food, forces the neshama to remain in the guf, which to a certain degree tells you that the root of food is even higher than the level of neshama that's going to be attached in the body. That's why it could overcome it. If you have two people wrestling and one person pins the other one to the ground, guess who's stronger, right? Clearly the one that's pinning the other one down. So it's like the neshama is very, very big, but that part of the neshama that's being forced into the body, food is clearly stronger than it. And that's what the Baal Tanya, there's many mamar in the Baal Tanya where he talks about this inyan of ki lo yalechem levada yichya adam. Rather, akol maitzi pi Hashem yichya adam. The Baal Tanya has taught about that food, the words that come out of Hashem's mouth kivyachol is the level of, that corresponds to the level of soul that's in the body. But the lashon of the pasuk is lo yalechem levada yichya adam. Rather, akol maitzi pi Hashem yichya adam. Maitzi doesn't just mean the words that are coming out. It means the source of those words. Maitzi, the shayrish of those words. If food is able to compel the part of the soul that's invested in the body, it's able to keep it there, it means that food, somehow, the shayrish of the food is connected to, it's stronger than that, it's higher than that. Therefore, it's able to pin it down. So what does it mean we give parnasa to Hashem? Giving parnasa to Hashem kivyachol means that so too, just as the soul and the body naturally wants to retreat back into the unknown. So Soto Kivyachal the Rabbanu Shalom also, after creating a world with an empty space and a kav that goes in, v'chulu v'chulu, and the whole universe, so the Rabbanu Shalom also Kivyachal is in a natural state of wanting to return to Ein Sof. But just as the body, the soul is, that there's a certain percentage of the soul that's forced into the body through food, so Yisrael is mefarnes in lavim shvashemayim. We give Hashem his parnasa. We compel kivyachol elikus to remain in the world. The ability to do that is indicates that Nishmas Yisrael, and specifically through the exercise of davening, because Rav Nachman told us that the way in which we give Hashem parnasa, for Yamidel Yaakov L'chayk, that is through our davening, that the ability to do that indicates that that Nishmas Yisrael is deeper than that aspect of God that fills the world. Therefore, we're able to pin it down. What is it? What is higher than the level of God that fills the world? Well, the answer is, like we spoke about last week, God's essence, kiviyachol, Ein Sof itself. Indicating that Nishmas Yisrael is not just connected to Hashem. Nishmas Yisrael is absolutely comfortable, and it's Nishmas Yisrael's natural habitat is Ein Sof. There's a level of godliness that's called pre-creation. And there's a godliness that's post-creation. The godliness of post-creation naturally wants to be drawn back to pre-creation. Just like the soul, which is kivyachol in the body, that's like post-birth, right? Wants to return to the soul of pre-birth. But what happens? Parnasa forces you into the body. Klal Yisrael force Hashem, kivyachol, into post-creation reality. Just as... But in order to do that, it means that you have to be stronger than whatever it is that you're pinning down. Which means that Nishmas Yisrael, through the since davening has the ability to compel Elikus into post-creation, it means that Nishmas Yisrael is, through davening itself, is an exercise in revealing that Nishmas Yisrael is stronger than Kivyachal Elikus of post-creation. Well, how are we stronger than Elikus of post-creation? Because Be'etz and Nishmas Yisrael is connected to Elikus of pre-creation. That's what it means, the Dveikus of Davening. Because the attachment to every mitzvah, every mitzvah is Dveikus, every mitzvah is Yichud. But every mitzvah is a Yichud between us and the Elikus of post-creation. For Davening is a revelation that Nishmas Yisrael is connected to what Elikus? The Elikus of pre-creation. Al-Kedekach, that we're so strong, we can force Elikus into post-creation. So the avoid of davening is a revelation that, and this is how we start davening. How do we start davening? By karbanas. We say, Atuhu atchaloi nivra oilam, Atuhu misha nivra oilam. It's a famous term from the Baal Tanya. I mean, what does that statement mean? That statement means, Rabbanu Shalom, as far as Nishmas Yisrael is concerned, and this is the hachana for davening, nothing's changed. Atuhu atchaloi nivra oilam, you were the God before creation, Atu Mishnev Olam. For us, it's all the same. Again, this is what we spoke about last week, is that the secret of Nishmas Yisrael is that Tzimtzum didn't make much of a nafkamina by us. Not much of a nafkamina. The whole mitzias of post-creation is because there's an empty space. First there was Ein Sof, there was infinity, right? And then that infinite light of Elikus, you can't find anything. You can't see it. There's nothing but God Himself. So the Hashem needs a world. So in order to make a world, Hashem constricted. He sort of moved aside, kivyachol, that infinite side of who He is, making room for a post-creation experience of Elikus. What's the secret of Nishmas Yisrael? So all the nations of the world, that's their starting point. Because when you cross over that threshold of pre-tzimtzum, of pre-creation, they don't exist anymore because all there is is the infinite light of God and nothing, and everything's obliterated by that. But what's the secret of Nishmas Yisrael? The secret of Nishmas Yisrael is, if we're comfortable in both places, it's fine by us. You want to have a tzimtzum, Gvalda. You want to have a pre-tzimtzum, it's also fine. It's an afkamina. Atu atchaloi nivra oilam. Atu misha nivra oilam. And because of that, Nishmas Yisrael is comfortable asking Hashem for things of this world and davening, because what's the difference to us? It's like you have the opportunity of talking to the King of all kings. Atzmusa kivimam is God Himself. Chazal say about davening that elav v'loy l'midaysav. That when you're learning, you could be learning about Hashem. You could be learning about what Hashem does, about His midas, about the names. Davening is Elov, V'loyim Midaisav. You're talking to Kiviyachol, the Rabbanu Shalom. There's no way, there's no, even the word Ein Sof doesn't describe it. You're talking Mamish, Elov, V'loyim Midaisav. And what are you talking about? Ah, oh, my neighbor's making me crazy. So it's like, you know, that's what you're talking to the king of. There's a verse from Ishvitzer. It says, this is Parsh Taka, that's last part. It's Parsh Sazria. So what's Parsh Sazria? So Parsh Sazria talks about, in the beginning, Tumas Ayuladas, right? A woman gives birth, and she's Tomei, like Anida. So ask the Israelites, so what type of vineyard is a birth? It's the Neshama, it's Gaval de Gazach. It's the biggest, it's the holiest thing in the universe that comes with Tumas Yuladas. So the Israelites, in his own way, he says like this, he says, sometimes very, very good things, he gives a mashal. He says, mashal, let's say a person has a very, very chash of a request to make of the king. It's a very important inyan. It's a very bakavadika inyan. And it's something that's like, it's not a waste of the king's time. It's mamish an important zach. But the problem is that the only time Nebuch, this guy, in order to make the request, he got caught off guard, whatever it is, he just has like a little scrap of paper, like half an envelope, you know, in his pocket, and a crayon, you know what I mean? And that's how he has to submit the request. The request is a chosh of a zach, but he has no choice but to scribble on a scrap of paper with a crayon. So the king gets the request, and the king's like, okay, it's a chosh of a zach, I'll take care of it. But you're also going to be punished for submitting such a request in such a way. So the Israelite says, a neshama is born in the world, it's a gevalt gezach, sometimes the biggest things in the world, they come from scribbling something on a scrap of paper with a crayon, if I'm even yom. So there has to be a tumas yulez to come with that also. So it's like you're davening to Hashem, so in that mashal, at least what you're saying to the king is a chash of a zach. Maybe the way you're saying it is like, so the Ishmael just says that's what all davening is, right? All davening is, we come to davening, the request that you think is like is scribbling a crayon on a scrap of paper. What really you're talking about is the biggest thing in the universe. The king takes this very seriously. So it's like, I'm talking to a love of Lo'el Midaisev, and what I'm talking about are Dvarim Ketanim. But the answer is that's the secret of davening. This is the very root of Nishmas Yisrael. This is the rejuvenating experience of davening, which is that it's all the same. That even post-Tzimtzum, even the empty space, as far as we're concerned, is full of godliness. And this is what we spoke about last week, is that the deepest root of Nishmas Yisrael is what's called Atzmius, is in God's essence. Because the only way to overcome that contrast of like, okay, the only there's a klan chassidus. If you want to overcome, like we spoke about this last week, I think, if the only way to bring two opposites together is by be connected to something that's bigger than both. That's the classic mashal in chassidus. If two generals arguing over strategy, they're not going to agree. There's no reason why one general would give in to the other, right? They could find a solution if they're humble enough, but they have no reason to be. So said chassidus, when the king comes in, so they both are humble. And now that they're both humble, they can figure something out. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have two things that are the opposite, the only way to make a shidduch is by bringing something that's deeper than both, that's higher than both. So you have this dynamic, post-creation, pre-creation, an empty space, pre-empty space, and the Jewish people somehow are comfortable in both places. Atu Ashlei Nivra Olam, Atu Mish Nivra Olam. We give a pernosa to Hashem through davening. You understand? We create a zivug and a dveikus by davening. That zivug and dveikus doesn't just mean we're connected to Hashem. It means that we're so one with Elokus that Ein Sof doesn't obliterate us. You understand? That's our Ein Sof too. Every mitzvah creates a connection. When you have a connection between two, there's two separate things, right? You could have two different madrigas. You could have one level is where two separate things are connected to each other. And then there's a higher, that's every mitzvah. But then there's a higher level which is, it's literally one thing. It's not two things connected. It's literally one thing. And when it's literally one thing, see, when it's two things that are connected, so then when one side maybe shows a part of themselves that the other side can't handle, so it might overwhelm the relationship. But when it's one, then there's nothing that the one can reveal that the one won't be able to handle. You understand? So every mitzvah is two separate things. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam and Nishmas Yisrael that are connected to each other. Well, because of that, if the Ribbono Shel Olam were to reveal all of his secrets, it's like, good luck with that. But when, by davening, which is the site of Nishmas Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam being literally one entity, ad kedei kach, that we can thrive in Ein Sof, not only in post-creation, we can thrive in pre-creation. And deeper than that, as far as we're concerned, there's no difference between post-creation and pre-creation. Why? Because we're connected to something that's even deeper than pre-creation, which is God's essence, kiviyachim. And so because of that, so as far as we're concerned, it's all the same. So the more Hashem reveals about himself, it's fine, it's kvaldik. It doesn't overwhelm us. It's like, okay, I'm happy to know about that too. I'm happy to know about that too. It doesn't throw us because it's learning about yourself. This is what Kriyas Yam Suf was. As we mentioned last week, Kriyas Yam Suf was, you have an ocean and space made in the ocean that the Goyim and the Jewish people, and again, the Chazal say such a thing, it was being able to holchu b'yabosha b'soy chayam, b'yam b'yabosha, the absolute oneness between the ocean and the space that's made within the ocean, which the ability to be able to thrive in an Ein Sofdik universe, which is the usually you have two universes. You have the Yabasha, dry land, which is post creation. That's comfortable space. That corresponds to sort of the empty space. Hashem moved away the Yam. Right in the beginning, the world was Mayim b'mayim, that reflects everything being Ein Sof before the Tzimtzum, and then Hashem Yikavu Mayim Malkem Echad v'Seiro HaYibosha. That's called the empty space. What's the Chiddush of Kriyas Yam Suf? The Jewish people returning back into the ocean of Ein Sof and thriving there. That's davening. The ability to do that comes because the Jewish people are connected to something that's even deeper than before creation, which is God Himself. Zekeli vanveyu, to point with a finger. Zekeli vanveyu. And so this is what davening is. And again, this is what we mentioned last week. The ability for the Jewish soul to be completely at peace in looking for, in that search. The davening is a, again, that's what we mentioned last week, is that davening means that you're asking for something, you're looking for something, you don't have what you want. That's not having is a result of the empty space. And yet to know that in that search, in that bikush, in that chesaron, you're actually rejuvenating your kaiches, and everything is becoming renewed. And this is exactly what's giving you your kaiches. So I have what I need. So having what you need means the ocean is back. Not having what you need means the empty space. Which one is it? The answer is, as far as Nishmas Yisrael is concerned, it's all the same. Because we're connected to the essence. So davening equals Kriyas Yam Suf. Davening and Kriyas Yam Suf equal a deep dveikus. That's what I mentioned last week. When the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Matitzak Elai, what are you davening for? Batika Talia. That the ending of Kriyas Yam Suf is also from davening, but it's a davening that's much deeper than the regular avodah that you have, which is two things connecting to each other. You have to get to that place of absolute oneness. That's kosher, that's zivug, that's the zivug of davening, and that's the ending of giving Hashem his parnasa. Because you're connected, because you're deeper than the elokus in post-creation, therefore you could force it, you could pin it down, kiviyachol, you could compel it. You can compel Elokus to enter into post-creation because you're stronger than it. You come from a deeper place. That's what davening is. Yeah. So again, that's what the Gemara says. Okay, I guess, okay, fine. 9 o'clock, perfect, okay. Rabbi Hashem, we'll stop with this, and maybe homework is that we should daven. Maybe that's a good homework.